I know what some of you are thinking. Well, now somebody's got to provide jobs. Folks, I provide jobs by preaching. Now, they don't make no money. We don't have salaries. We just, whatever our need is, God meets it. I've just got a son sitting over here that resigned a $35,000 a year job or there somewhere close so he could work for nothing. He's committed. That's a commitment. Then I had to let him. I was patient with him for the past 8 years, allowing him to make the decision. I didn't make it for him. I didn't say, boy, if you don't come in, you know you're going to hell. No, I loved him. I'll take care of you, you little buddy. I love you. I love you. And he checked me out a few times. He didn't know I was going to pick on him tonight. Love is always what? Who is it patient with? Everybody. Everybody. Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth where the moth will destroy them. My dear brothers and sisters, if we were really Christian, if we were really interested in God's kingdom, we would be too busy giving our excess away to those less fortunate than us instead of storing it up to use it for a later date. And what we've done in this, we've had to increase our homeowner's policy to cover the junk. We got to build bigger homes to get bigger closets because we got more clothes, you know, now. We've gained a few pounds and I can't get into those clothes that I wore last year. So I've got to go buy some more clothes and I don't want to get rid of these because I'm going to go on a diet and lose it. And I've got a beautiful dress and I just got my heart in it and I would give it up for nothing. Who in the world is eager to go to heaven in our society? We got Kentucky Fried Chicken. We're not wanting to go nowhere. McDonald's. We're blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed. Rest of the world is starving to death, and we're eating ourselves to death. Blessed. Amen. And we've got our hearts, folks, in the strangest places. Strange things that have no life. They're temporary things, and we've attached ourselves to them and said, that would just break my heart if it was broken. I think I would just die. Do you ever see people do that? Oh, my heart's broken. Oh, we'll never be able to repair that fender where it looks new again. I just don't like it. Get old that guy, I'll just string his neck over a dumb piece of metal. In fact, in some parts of our country, if you're not careful how you drive, they'll shoot you on the road. They do it in Houston. You got to listen, when you're on that freeway, listen, you don't make no mistakes. They blow you right out of your seat. I'm serious. Every day somebody gets killed on the freeway. Cut in front of you. You're not cutting in front of me. You're starting on any other idea. You think they're praying in tongues. Pull out a pistol and shoot them. And they call themselves, I'm a Christian. God told me to do it. God spoke to me and said I had to kill. Well, that's the God of the world. It's not the God that I serve. The God that I serve says forgive. Love. Be generous. Folks, if we really got excited about Scripture and we begin to look at it under the light of the Holy Spirit and to discern it, we would take our... I would go home with any one of you tonight and I would have a hard time finding an empty drawer in your house. Every drawer is full. Every closet's full. Listen, you can't. Some of you can't even park your car into your garage because your garage is full. And if you had to move, you'd have to call Atlas Van Lines. Big truck. And haul your junk. And we wonder why we're tormented and angry. You know, you just fuss about, oh, this, you know, it's all this. And you fuss. And, you know, there's four kinds of Christians. Y'all ever heard this one? There's a chicken Christian. Walks around squawking all the time. Quack, 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 quack. And scratching. Digging up trash. And picking. Did you ever notice a chicken picking another chicken? Gets him sick. You just pick him in there. Just pick, 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 pick. Did you ever see that? And then you got a pigeon Christian. They go from church to church making a big mess. They get fed over here and they'll leave a big mess. They'll come over here and get fed and leave a big mess. There is no faith in that. That's the selfish spirit. We grow through trials and tribulations. We're not to run away from our trials, our tribulations. We're to stand firm and praise God in all things. And then there's a turkey Christian. They come out once a year, whether you want them or not, and they're all their gay paraphernalia. I mean, decked out with their big old plumes and their big hats and their diamonds, and they parade in. Did you ever see them? And they gobble. Gobble, 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 gobble. Jesus said, love your enemy. You folks got to love me. Amen. Amen. Now you see, I preach this in the Catholic Church all the time. Y'all just get doses of it here and there. Then there's an eagle Christian. He just kind of seems somehow to get above it all. Somehow he gets into the Word and into the updrafts and the sore, and he gets up and he soars and he's above the garbage. He's above the squawks and the gobbles and the mess. He just gets up and he walks at peace with God. Amen. We run away from everything. I mean, we can't stick with nothing. We get a little, somebody calls us a holy roller, we're ready to shoot them. That's an honor. Think about if he was Catholic and they called you a Holy Ghost, oh, holy Catholic, holy roller. I mean, that's, I had a brother tell me one time he came home and he was Catholic. His wife was one of those antique Pentecostals. You know, old-timey Pentecostals. And he'd come home and he says, oh, honey, I got baptized in the Holy Ghost. And she said, oh, my God. They just put two of the worst things in the world together. Pentecost and Catholic. Pentecostal Catholic. Oh, God. Well, I'll just go on now and preach, I reckon. The moth will never eat what you're using. What you have on your back, what you need to clothe your body, he'll never eat it. But the minute you store it, the moth will get it. The minute you put your money away, the interest, the greedy merchants of the world, all of the things that go on, they will take it. And first thing you know, you're walking around, I wonder what happened? Broke. Empty. No love in your heart. Jesus said, because of lawlessness, men's hearts will wax cold. That's the reason he says for us to love our enemy, to give to anyone that asks. He wants our hearts to stay open. Any man rob your property, don't get a hard heart and say, I'll get you, you sucker, you've just sold your lifetime. No, your heart's going to say, brother, you can't steal from me. It all belongs to God. I'm just passing through this world. I'm an alien in this world, a pilgrim on my way to heaven. You can have that junk. Here I go. Amen. Y'all say yes, somebody. Say it with a little excitement. Yes. And it says, where the rust destroys them. What does the rust destroy? We can walk out here in the parking lot. And I promise you, if I took a hammer and walked out and started beating on them, I would be axed. I would be throttled. I'd be thrown in jail. Take a hammer, just walk down and boom. What are you doing to my beautiful? What are you doing? Got a dent in my car. I don't want to ride around with a dent in my car. I mean, man, you're going to pay. What are you? Who do you think you are putting a dent in my car? We've just killed an original of God over something that has no life. You see, I believe that God valued my life even over His life. He went to the cross that I might have life. He put nothing, not even His kingdom, over my life. We've settled for the junk of the world to kill one another. Buildings, money, and all the things that cause us to miss God, to miss the mark. And then it says where the thief can break in and steal. What does a thief break in and steal? Jewelry. Jesus said, do not store up for yourself jewelry on this earth where the thief can break in and steal it. Do not store up for yourself silver and gold in this world where the thief can break in and steal it. For He says, where your treasure is, there's your heart also. My dear brothers and sisters, right tonight, some of you can't go on a vacation because you're afraid they'll break into your house and steal your junk. Now, I'm just going to tell you like it is. I know there's people here that can't do it. They've got bars on their windows. They've got bars on their doors. They've got night latches, double night latches, and burglar alarm systems to warn of the burglar in case they might get in and steal their diamond. A girl's best friend. And you can't eat it. It won't talk to you. It's as cold and it'll cut you to death. But yet it's my best friend. It's because it promotes pride and arrogance. I seen a lady walk in church one time. And she had so many gold bracelets around her neck. She walked in like this. And when we all hollered, praise the Lord, she had so many gold things she couldn't get her arms up like she was. What are we doing? Who are we trying to impress? One another or God? Our commitment is to serve the Lord Jesus. And we do that by humbling ourselves, not flaunting ourselves. We do it because we love one another. We use these things to feed the world. Do you know the only time that we have famine in the world is when God blesses the Christian and He hoards it? People will start starving to death. We've got enough in this room right here to feed every hungry person in Pensacola. Just from your refrigerator. Not, I won't go to your cupboard. Your pantry. I won't go to that. This brother right here. Ask for food. That ought to be priority number one. You ought to go home and empty it out so God can bless you with more. What we've done, we've tried to store it and said, look what God, He blessed me. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to be a good steward over it. No, you're going to give it and be a good steward over it. You give as a good steward. You don't save. And this whole message right here promotes love for our enemy. We will begin to seek out those less fortunate than us. We will begin to look for those that have abused us, taken advantage of us. And we will begin to heap good things on them. Do good to those that hate you. Bless those that curse you. Give them what you have. You won't never have to fight them. If you don't give it to them, and you hoard it, they will eventually become more poor than rich, and they will rise up and destroy you simply because you profess to be Christian and you're holding all the wealth and the goods, and the poor will just go to the point that they can't go any farther and they'll come and get it. And you can't kill them fast enough. You just can't kill enough. I mean, you can kill them and they'll still keep coming. You got 5 million whites in South Africa. You got 25 million blacks. Now, do you think the 5 million could kill the 25 million? No way, Jose. And they've stored up the wealth. They've stored up goods. And they've held it from the people and impoverished them. And God looks at that and He says, that ain't the way a Christian lives. They'll tell you they're Christian. Got nothing. The Jesus that I serve is a Jesus of generosity. He doesn't store up. He uses what He has today, that the body may be glorified in His Father. Amen. Pastor, right here, he should need food, and they ought to fill up this pantry out here, this foyer. Fill it up. We need clothes. They ought to bring it and fill up the sanctuary. Invite the city. Okay, all of you people that don't have clothes for Christmas or any other day, the first assembly of God has them. Thus saith the Lord. Come and get all you want right here at the first assembly. Glory to God. And then you bring them in, you get them saved. Jesus is doing it. We love you, brother. Why don't you hang around and let us tell you about Jesus? Okay. First thing you know, you got the balcony full. Because you're generous. But you know, we have to be careful who we give to. You just can't give to everyone, you know. You would create bad relations with some people if you gave to them. You've got to let them suffer. Thus saith the devil. Oh, me and my preacher brother, we've had a good time this week. Amen. And we're going to keep on having a good time in Jesus as long as they let me live. If I ever get the authority that Jesus had with this message and begin to raise the very dead, I'm going to tell you, folks, they'll come looking for us. The Lord's already told David that they'll get him for preaching this message. He will cause such a stir in the world with the message he's got. God's putting us on cable television faster than we can make the programs for free. We can't keep up because we're preaching a message that glorifies the Father. Doesn't glorify the flesh. See, we want to glorify. We want to make it look good. The jewelry that we hang in our ears. Well, now you know God gave me earrings. No, He didn't. He gave you ears.
My wife's got to hear this.
For where your treasure is, there's your heart also. My dear brothers and sisters, we put our hearts into things that have no life at all. Buildings, equipment, cars, junk, jewelry. One of the biggest selling items at Christmas is jewelry. And it ought to be food for the poor. We're Christian. If we would begin to buy and do with our goods the way Jesus has taught us, we would win the world. We'd either win them or they'd have to refuse us and live in the world. They'd have to make a choice. We're not giving them a choice. Well, it's all right to be a Christian. Well, it's all right if you ain't, so it don't really matter. It matters. It's a life-giving proposition. And I'm convinced that if God has called me as an ambassador to the kingdom of God, one to proclaim the gospel, then I must do it with the zeal and the enthusiasm and the excitement as if God Himself lived in me. Because they tell me, my bishops tell me that I'm a temple of the Holy Spirit. I'm a witness. Listen, I'm a witness to my church. I'm a witness to my bishops, my priests, my precious nuns. I'm a witness to them. And they look at me as a witness. And I look at them as a witness. And we look at one another's witnesses. And we say, come on, let's go get the whole world. Let's go get them. Well, folks, you can't get them with Batless van lines running along behind you, pulling your junk. You got to loose the weights. You got to get rid of the junk. You got to be trimmed down. Not so much around the stomach. I'm working on that. Hard as I can. I eat. I think you've got the message. I mean, I could stand up here and beat on you with this for the next hour, but I think you got me. Let me just give you a little testimony to share with you how important this particular message is for the church today. Seven years ago, after I received Jesus, 8 years ago, about a year after I'd received Jesus, one of my best friends, or one of the friends that I... We were in business together. I mean, he had a business over on that side, and I had a business on this side of the road. And I told him, I said, don't you mess with the property over here, and I won't mess with the property over there. And we were both making money, and we were buying property, and we brag about it to one another. Look what I stole today. And he said, look what I got. Precious little widow lady just lost her husband, didn't know what to do. She owed a few bucks on it, and I just got it for nothing. And that's the way I dealt. I dealt in people's ignorance. I would deal. No love in my heart. Only greed. And I met Jesus and I told this wonderful brother, I said, Lord, brother, there's more to this world than what we've been thinking. His name is Jesus. He said, I always knew you were crazy. Now I know it. 3 months later, a man walked in his drugstore and said, give me your money. And he said, listen, I worked hard for this money. I work 18 hours a day. You sorry, no good bum. You thief. He recognized him right away as a thief because he had a gun. We used to steal without guns. Beat you to death with a deal. And the old boy said, give me your money or I'll blow your brains out. He said, you'll have to blow my brains out. And the old boy obliged him. Now, folks, when they loaded him up in the wagon with the motorcycle escort and the big limousine and hauled him off to the boneyard and planted him, he never took one thing with him. His money failed him. And I pray for that brother most every day that God has mercy. But you see, the Word chooses us today. It judges us today. This is a judge of God right here. You're judged today by the Word. Our biggest problem is we don't know it or understand it. And I pray to God tonight that you move into this Word. As we pray by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, let us enter into this Word. Let us enter into the power of your love. That the world will know that we are your sons and daughters. That you will be glorified. In Jesus' name, and everyone said... Now I want you to stand up and give Jesus a big hand clap. I want to praise His holy name. Praise and worship God, the Father of all. Let's glorify the magnificent name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise His holy... Open your mouth and praise God. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Now, when you can't sleep tonight, because I know a lot of you are going to lay awake all night, Holy Ghost is going to be working on you. Y'all pray for me and Brother David back here. Well, I believe that God has called us for a specific person and to preach this message of love. I believe it's a message that we've missed in the church. And if the church is not filled with the love of God, the generosity of God, the forgiveness of God, if we're not filled with that, we're not His church. We just belong to another social group. Wow. And Lord Jesus, tonight, I just ask you to bless every saint here. Let their ears be open to hear this word. Let us become generous with our time, our finances, our goods, our excess. Father, that You may be glorified through each of us. Amen. Good night and God bless you. I'll turn it back over to the pastor.